Michael's the sunshine. Jill is the coffee. And Josh... Josh is the inspirational quote you got from that app you installed and forgot about, but your happy is still there. The Morning Show with Carol, Josh, and Jill. On Kiss 92.
Good morning, and happy midweek. It's a brand new Morning Show with Carol, Josh, and Jill, brought to you by Caro. We're all excited.
Yes.
It's the midweek. We're inching closer to a beautiful long weekend. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
It. Oh, yeah. I totally forgot about that.
We got a great show lined up for you coming up shortly.
I've got an inspirational quote from an app that I installed.
Also, we've got lots of prizes to give away, $100 dining vouchers. Also, if you want to teach your little one how to swim, we've got lessons for them worth almost $700.
Ooh. Hang tight. That's coming up shortly. For now, though, Alanis Morissette here on Kiss 92. Good morning.
It's the Morning Show with Carol, Josh, and Jill on Kiss 92.
Chloe, Kylie, and Try here in Kiss 92. All the great songs in one place. Good morning. You're hanging out with Carol, Josh, and Jill on the brand new Morning Show brought to you by Caro. Time to start your day right.
There you go. Every morning on the show, we start our day with a little agreement. Mm. Okay, this is how our day is going to be like. And that's exactly what I want to encourage all of us to do.
Okay.
Okay, I want us to start your day right. Decide for yourself how you want your day to be. Because I'm like a sponge. Mm. Like if I'm... happy,
like dirty, it needs to be changed every month.
No. Like if I'm somewhat happy and someone around me is complaining about something or is negative about something or I trip and fall, I soak in all that negativity and that becomes my day and it ruins my day.
Yeah.
So if I start my day right and say today is going to be a good day regardless of what happens, because how you think is the most important thing in the world.
That is so true. So we want you to start your day right. We've been giving quotes the past couple of days. So Josh, is there a quote or that was the thought for the day?
The thought is set the standard.
Set our own standards. But
there you
I
go.
Need help. I need help. Can you tell me how to start?
How to start your day? Okay, because you're very sunshiny, right? And we wake up at about 5 a.m. Yeah. So you be the sunshine.
All right.
You be the 4 a.m. sunshine.
Processing that thought right now. Yes. I'm going to be the sunshine today. Time now is 6:18.
Start your day right. It's the Morning Show with Carol, Josh, and Jill on Kiss 92.
Olivia Rodrigo and Deja Vu here in Kiss 92. All the great songs in one place. Good morning. You hang out with Carol, Josh, and Jill. Time for us to take a look at today's headlines from the Straits Times. And Singapore is near or at the peak of current COVID-19 wave, says our health minister. So as a result, though, to protect our healthcare workers, the health ministry said that starting tomorrow, all patients in hospital will be allowed only 2 pre-designated visitors and only 1 visitor may be allowed at the bedside at any one time.
Oh, man.
That is rough. I mean, it's a reminder that we are still not saying goodbye to COVID yet. Okay,
yeah,
it's still here. Yeah.
Yeah, let's all still practice good hygiene. Keep your mask on. In other news, Singapore May retail sales are up thanks to the boost from tourist spending.
Nice, nice.
I didn't contribute to that.
I did.
Yeah, I have. I've been shopping at like 3 a.m. because I have to wake up so early now.
Oh, well, I like watching people spend money. So oh, I like going there and be like, oh, you're buying this, huh?
Oh, it looks good on you. Yeah. You should buy 2 in different colors.
Elsewhere in today's Straits Times, 9 new restaurants, hawker stalls have made the Bib Gourmand list. And get this, 5 of the new entrants offer hawker fare, and these include Kway Chap,
yes,
Chee Cheong Fun,
ooh,
and prawn noodles.
Do you know what's blasphemous? My husband has never tried Chee Cheong Fun until last year.
What?
You want to know something worse?
What?
I've never eaten Kway Chap.
What?
Lies.
And that's okay, everyone. That's okay. I don't have to eat everything in the world.
I mean, no judgment, la, but a bit.
Find out more about these stories in today's copy of the Straits Times or log on to straitstimes.com.
You deserve a good day. You deserve the Morning Show with Carol, Josh, and Jill on Kiss 92.
Kiss 92, all the great songs in one place. Dean Lewis and Be Alright. And hopefully you are feeling more than alright this Wednesday. You're hanging out with Carol, Josh, and Jill on the brand new Morning Show brought to you by Caro. Time for us to have a little chat with our young Kiss fans.
Yes!
And today we're just wondering, you know, earlier on we were talking about food, right?
Yes.
Some of these hawker stalls have made the Bib Gourmand list this year. And we're just wondering, what is the one dish, young Kiss fam, that you think your parents should stop cooking?
Oh, wow.
Okay, I honestly feel it's my mom's spaghetti.
Mm.
And I know that's everyone's comfort food, right? Mom's spaghetti. But after moving out and after learning how to cook for myself, my spaghetti is so much better, and I really wish my mom would just stop making lasagna and spaghetti.
You elevated what she introduced to you, though.
Yeah,
that's
no,
beautiful.
So stop. Not nice.
I hope she's not tuned in.
Yeah, I hope so as well. For me, it's similar bihun. my mom's bihun.
Wow.
It's one of those like cook a large copious amount so everyone can eat, the neighbors also, but it's super dry. I'm so sorry. It's super dry. It's like you need several glasses of water next to your bihun, you know?
Okay.
But I've since moved away from my family's home and I'd give anything for some bihun.
Aww. I love my mom's bihun. In fact, you know, I wouldn't be able to answer this question because I think my mom can turn any dish into a gourmet dish.
What a spoil market, this Carol.
Can you teach my mom?
My mom is like the best cook. She will elevate the humble Maggie me to like, I don't know, hawker cuisine or something.
Okay,
like
so now
that.
I must also say, my mother's a great cook.
Yeah.
Just not spaghetti.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my mom's nice.
All right, so Young Kiss fam, get in touch with us today, 8855-0920. Tell us, what is the one dish you think your parents should stop cooking?
And we are going to be giving you a prize worth almost $700 from Happy Fish Swim School. If you want to teach your young children how to swim, this is the place to go.
Get in touch here on Kiss.
Carol just got married. Jill is a new mom. And Josh says he's forever alone. Not anymore. The Morning Show, 6 to 10 a.m. every weekday on Kiss 92.
Smash Mouth and I'm a Believer here in Kiss 92. All the great songs in one place. Good morning, good morning. You're hanging out with Carol, Josh and Jill on the brand new Morning Show brought to you by Caro. And today it's all about the food.
Yes, it seems we're discussing food, but no food around our table here.
I know, I'm getting quite hungry. But you know, interesting story about canteen food recently as well.
I want to shine a spotlight. If I could give her a medal, I would. I want to give it to Po Po. Mm-hmm. That is grandmother in Mandarin, right? Right?
Yeah.
Now, we all love our grandmothers, and for the students of Fairfield Methodist School, it is a canteen auntie, okay? Po Po is 94 years old. She's taking a break from selling food. She has been working at their canteen for 50 years.
Wow, she's an institution.
Absolutely. So we're going to miss Po Po, but I want to know, back when you all were in school, primary school, secondary school, what was your go-to dish you would get? Or drink? Because I would drink iced Milo.
The iced Milo. Wow, it hits different than any other Milo.
There was this uncle in my primary school. No, this auntie, she made the best chicken wings and it was so cheap. It was like 20 cents.
Fried or grilled?
Fried chicken wings for like 20 cents.
Oh, honestly, actually it's the same because mine would be nasi lemak. It was 40 cents back then.
Yeah. So there was always a long queue for the chicken wings. And it was piping hot.
Do y'all remember the 10 cent drink?
Oh my gosh, yes.
10 cent drink.
It was like a 10 cent syrup water.
Yeah, syrup water. Right. Just orange or pink. Every day it's a different color. Like purple.
What do you have, Joe?
We had like Coca-Cola.
Fancy school.
The branded kind of drinks.
Oh.
But the 10 cents would be like, you know, the meatball and then the seaweed. Then you hide in your pocket, then you go back to class and you eat quietly and hope the teacher doesn't catch you.
Yeah. You know, I wonder if it's possible actually to go back to your secondary school, just like walk in and be like, hi, I just missed the food. Cannot?
No, you can't. That would be totally weird.
Firstly, if you do not have a child in the school, they do not let you into
fine.
The school. Please don't go up to a random primary school and eat the canteen food.
No, but sometimes you need the food. It's very good, okay? I miss it.
But what is one dish that you really miss from your school going days?
My nasi lemak. Yeah.
The 40 cents one.
Yeah, the sambal especially.
Primary school.
Yes.
Oh.
Very good.
Actually, I heard about that. Was this a CHIJ?
CHIJ Topayo.
I heard about that school.
Yes. Famous.
I think the teachers would go over there and eat as well because it was so cheap.
The secondary school teachers would come in and eat as well. Yeah,
I heard about that.
Kaki Fuyong at Nian Poly.
What is kaki fuyong?
It's like a egg fried chicken thing. It's very famous in Nian Poly.
Is it still there, you think?
I think it's open to public. I'm not sure. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Poly's usually,
Yeah. So I would, after graduating in 2010, I'd still go back and eat my kaki fuyong.
Because we're on a budget. No money.
Yes, it's $5. Anyone who's gone to Nian Poly, you understand? We're the best. Kaki fuyong. Yes,
all
forever.
Right. I would, from primary school, I had my chicken wings. And then from secondary school, I had this uncle that made the best chicken biryani. And it was cheap, like $1.20.
Y'all had biryani in school?
Yeah, it was so good. And you can pick fried chicken or the chicken curry
with
your biryani.
What secondary school was this?
St. Teresa's.
Wow!
The uncle there was amazing. And the chicken drumstick was huge.
Y'all ate well.
Win, I think that one win already.
Yeah, win.
Stay with us. Coming up, we'll check in on news and sports. And then back with more of your favorite tunes from Jordan Sparks here on Kiss. Good morning.
Yeah. What goes great with your morning cuppa?
Good morning, everyone.
The Morning Show. Hello. With Carol, Josh, and Jill. Kiss 92.
Happy Happy midweek. How are you doing? You're hanging out with Carol, Josh and Jill on the brand new morning show brought to you by Carol. And coming your way this hour, a powwow fun fact for you. Also,
with all the things that are increasing, electricity, fuel, I'm going to give you five things that are actually decreasing in value.
Oh, we love a discount.
Yes.
All right, stay tuned for that. For now, though, Jordan Sparks and Tattoo on Kiss.
A new voice, a new look, a new morning. Join Carol, Josh and Jill on The Morning Show, 6 to 10 a.m. every weekday on Kiss 92.
Ed Sheeran and Shivas here in Kiss 92. All the great songs in one place. Good morning and happy midweek. You're hanging out with Carol, Josh and Jill on the brand new Morning Show brought to you by Carol. You got a big smile on your face this morning, Josh.
I was listening to the song,
the ending,
and
right?
And he was like, eh. He's like, he finishes his lyric, eh. He's a bit just, Singaporean.
He's creative that way. I love it. All right, it's time for a powwow where we bring you a wow fact that packs a punch.
Powwow.
Powwow. Okay, so two statements for you. Which of the following statements about animal noises is the one
true
wow?
This is not a competition, but we've made it as such.
Yeah.
And it's animals. I got this.
So one is a fact, one is bluff one.
Yes.
Okay, first statement. Cats reserve their meows for humans, not for other cats. Or gorillas sing to their babies at night.
I know the answer.
Wait, are we supposed to tell you now?
No, our listeners are going to have a little think about it. And we'll come back with the answer in a few moments right here on KISS. Time now is 7:15.
It's The Morning Show with Carol, Josh and Jill on KISS 92.
Kiss 92, good morning. You're hanging out with Carol, Josh and Jill, and it's time for the powwow answer. Once again, the question is, which of the following statements about animal noises is the one true wow fact? Once again, A, cats reserve their meows for humans, not for other cats. Or is it B, gorillas sing to their babies at night?
Jill, which one are you choosing? Because mine's the correct one.
It's A.
Oh no.
Cats reserve their meows for humans.
But it's a meow.
Okay, so you think gorillas sing to their babies?
Absolutely. Have you not seen Tarzan? You know how loving they are to their kids? You know, I'm pretty sure they do a little bit of Phil Collins.
Oh, is that from The Lion King? No.
Yeah, okay.
Every night. Okay, no, the answer is A.
Yeah.
Actually, Jill is correct. Cats reserve their meows for humans.
I have... Oh, 3 for 3. I've gotten everything right. I have an astounding knowledge for the useless things in life.
Yeah, but do you know why? Do you know why they do that? Only to humans.
I can't remember the
reason. They're trying to talk to us.
Actually, in a way, yes, they're trying to get your attention when they're upset or they're angry. In fact, they hone their meows to be as adorable as possible so that you will pay attention to them.
So cute.
So they're like trying to see like, hey, but then come on. Wow.
Yeah, so I'm not kidding you. Get it? Not,
oh my gosh.
Okay, another fun thing. What is a group of cats called?
Many cats.
It's called a clowder.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I've never heard anyone say there's a clowder or a cat.
Exactly. I'm just thinking clam chowder right now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right. Okay.
So there we've learned something new. Thanks, Carol.
Hey, coming up shortly,
we've got five things that are actually decreasing in price, even though fuel is rising and electricity rising. These five things, food, are actually getting cheaper. I'll tell you what they are next.
Mm-hmm. For now, though, it's Marshmello and the Jonas Brothers. Leave Before You Love Me on KISS. Good morning.
Start your day right. It's The Morning Show with Carol, Josh and Jill on KISS 92.
KISS 92, all the great songs in one place. Good morning. You're hanging out with Carol, Josh and Jill on The Morning Show brought to you by Caro. So everyone's talking about rising costs these days.
Yeah.
Petrol, chicken, food, sugar.
Stressful.
Yes, it is. Including the price of rent. Oh my goodness. That is enough to scare people.
So I got good news for all of you, okay? These are five items according to dollars and cents. .sg that are actually cheaper.
Oh.
Okay? So this is based on the Singapore Consumer Price Index. Firstly, fruit.
Mm.
We all got to eat fruit. We got to stay healthy. We got to get our fiber. Grapes and papaya are actually cheaper by 3 to 4%.
I love that. Don't take fruit for granted. I love going to Japan.
Mm.
And over there, fruit is very, very expensive. You know, you go to someone's house, you bring a watermelon, you bring a mango.
Yeah.
We need to eat more fruits.
And fish, which traditionally is a little bit pricier, right?
Yeah.
Wrong! Not this month. It's actually down by 3%. Fish such as golden snapper and cod is also down.
Hey, cod is expensive.
Cod is usually expensive.
Right? Yeah. Is prawn a fish?
No, that's a crustacean.
Okay.
Yes. No, but cod is down by 2%. And this is just according to the Consumer Price Index.
Nice.
As well as pork. Pork is down 3% and rice. This is something staple. We all got to eat rice. Down by up to 4%.
Tricky thing though, rice, you have to, what kind of rice?
Premium Thai rice. I'm glad you asked, Josh Simon.
Nice. I think time to change up the menu at home. You know, if you're so used to eating certain dishes and it's starting to cost a lot, like chicken, maybe it's time to switch it up.
Fish. Go for fish this time.
And
on your seafood, right, aside from fish, squid is down by 1.85%.
All right.
Yeah, so there you go. If you're feeling the pinch, good news for you, some things are cheaper.
So we brought you up to speed. No excuse for you to be sotong about it.
You deserve a good day. You deserve the morning show with Carol, Josh and Jill on Kiss 92.
How are you liking that one? It's Charlie Puth featuring Jungkook.
BTS.
With I love Left it. And Right. That's a new one here on Kiss 92. And hopefully you enjoyed it this midweek Wednesday. How are you going? You hang out with Carol, Josh and Jill. It's the morning show brought to you by Caro.
Many of us, we've been planning that trip that we want to take back to our favorite places in the world. For many of us, it's Thailand, right? Bangkok, Phuket. And one of my favorite things to do in Thailand is to bargain, because you can't do that here.
Yeah, it's part of the draw, isn't it? The haggling, the cost.
Of course, going to Chatuchak, saying cheaper, cheaper, and then I'll make them smile. Then, okay, really got cheaper. Then you tell your friends, hey, I got a really good discount.
Yeah.
It's fun in that. But unfortunately, Thai ministers say enough is enough. Okay, we lost a lot of money during this pandemic. No more coming to Thailand because it's cheap. Start selling premium.
What? Yeah. On like everyday items?
Yeah, that's the thing.
Okay, but why would we want to pay more?
Exactly.
We can get it here then.
Well, not to be a spoiler, I'm actually very happy that we don't need to bargain anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Because whenever I go to Thailand, I don't know how to bargain. It's just not in me. I can't bargain. And then when I buy something, everyone that I'm traveling with then judges me and makes fun of me. Like, how you paid so much for it?
Okay.
But I really can't.
So if the dress is like 750 baht.
Right.
I let you bargain. What will you drop it to?
Oh, I can't. I'll just pay 750.
You just
can't. I cannot. I can't.
It's a life skill, Jill. You mean no one taught you or you feel bad about it?
I feel bad about it.
Why?
I can't.
What's the main thing?
I feel very, it's nice and I would pay 750 for it. So why would I shortchange you?
Okay, so have you ever been pressured into buying something? Like you go to a shop, you actually don't need anything.
Yes.
But because the lady's talking
the
to you, then you just feel pressure, you feel bad, walking in, and you end up buying something you don't need.
I have so many packages for like manicures, especially pedicures. I never do pedicures.
Exactly that.
But I'll buy the package because I feel bad.
Gym memberships are like that. That's how they get you.
My hair salon, everything.
Jill,
I just can't.
I have a water bottle. Would you like it? $20.
See, cheap. If you maintain eye contact with me, I probably would. I can't
take it. It's such a beautiful flask.
Carol.
It keeps hot and cold.
No, I'm perspiring
bamboo
already.
Bamboo top, it $20.
You see,
it's a steal.
The bamboo top is actually quite nice, don't you think? It's quite nice.
Sold. Yes.
Like, I'm a sucker for peer pressure.
Oh my goodness. All right. Let us know if you want to sell Jewel anything she's going to buy this morning.
I really would. We need to stop.
It's Kiss 92.
Carol just got married. Jill is a new mom. And Josh says he's forever alone. Not anymore. The morning show, 6 to 10 a.m. every weekday on Kiss 92.
Good morning, you're in Kiss 92. It's all the great songs in one place. Hang out with Carol, Josh and Jill. Just heard from Train with Bruises. Now, talking about a train, earlier on we were talking about Thailand as well, right? And there was recently a PSA, a poster that people have spotted on Bangkok trains asking commuters not to lean their butts on the poles.
I've seen that. And another thing they're asking people in Thailand to do is if you have long hair, tie your hair on the train because people don't like it when your hair touches them.
Right.
Yeah. So this is fair enough.
Yeah.
I mean, the thing about the butt on the pole, I get it because it prevents people from holding on to the pole. But the thing about the hair,
I don't like it in the train, especially because I'm a girl. I've got long hair. Sometimes when my hair is not fully dry, you know, I sit next to someone whose hair is not fully dry, then the hair is still dripping on me. I'm like, stop it.
The one that I get annoyed by is the super big backpacks. You come in, especially in Thailand, you ride the BTS, a lot of people are solo traveling with massive bags.
Mm-hmm.
They will knock you, squeeze you.
And they're not even aware they're doing that, right? So you just get langat all the time. So here's today's question. If you could fine someone for their lack of social etiquette, what behavior would you fine them for?
So now that I'm a mom, I have to use a stroller, right, with my baby.
Mm-hmm.
I realize, unfortunately, Singaporeans not very good at holding the door for you.
Right.
Be it a physical door or like the lift button, they'll just press the floor and walk in, so they don't hold the door for you. And I'm like trying, sometimes the wheel gets stuck in the groove.
I get anxious when I'm behind someone with a stroller on an escalator,
because
I'm not sure if they can get the stroller off in time, or am I going to crash into them, or am I going to fall off the escalator.
That's why you help them. You help them out.
So as a Singaporean, you want to find them.
I will find them if they don't press the button for me. Like, hold the door, please.
Okay, what's your thing?
Oh, excuse me, excuse me, that's it.
What's wrong with that? Excuse
that's
me.
Polite, what?
Yeah.
Excuse me, please.
Oh, you must say please.
Excuse me, sir.
What?
Oh, okay, Queen Elizabeth. Okay.
That's a bit much.
Just excuse me, please.
But excuse me is so Singaporean. Excuse me yeah. is cute.
I always want to just say, can you say please?
Right.
Yeah, but I don't. I don't want to get confrontation with them.
My thing is thank you. Like if I've held the door open for you or something like that, just thank you would be great because it's not my job to stand there and open the door for you, right?
But can you imagine finding them out there? You didn't say thank you? $400.
Yes. Whoa. This is the way. All right, so Kiss Fam, how'd you like to chime in today? If you could fine someone for their lack of social etiquette, especially here in Singapore, what behavior would you fine them for? Get in touch via WhatsApp, 8855-0920. It's also your chance to win a cool prize from Toto Seafood.
It is $100 from Toto Seafood, which has really good fish head curry, charcoal fried fish head curry as well, and just a whole bunch of fish. And it's dog friendly.
Ooh, love it. Get in touch once again. WhatsApp 8855-0920.
Rise and shine.
Start your day right.
Just right.
It's the morning show.
Early in the morning.
With Carol, Josh and Jill on Kiss 92.
Good morning. You're waking up to a brand new morning show with Carol, Josh and Jill, brought to you by Caro. And today we're asking you if you could fine someone for their lack of social etiquette, what behavior would you fine them for?
Not holding the lift door. And I would fine them $20.
$20?
Yeah, so it's affordable. Nice. It's money that you will have on you, so you better watch it.
So, A, you should have hold it off for me. Pay now.
Okay. I would fine someone for not keeping left on the escalator.
Hey. How much would you fine them?
$100.
Whoa, okay.
So I can go shopping after that.
There is a staircase for that, you know, if you want to walk out. Okay, I've got some messages to read right now. So this is Amy's text. She says, I would fine people for parking incorrectly. You park a bit to the left. You're cutting into my side. Yeah. I can't park properly.
Yep. Yeah.
Also, Gerald says, I would fine people for cutting queue.
Do people do that? I've never seen.
Especially when it's a long queue and then you have colleagues jumping. Hey, hand me by as well.
The worst thing is they see the queue, they ignore it, they pretend, they act blur.
Yeah.
And then they try and cut to the front. They just weasel their way to
the
front.
I'll just keep quiet. If someone cuts my queue, I'll be like, oh, okay.
Oh my gosh, Jill.
All right.
So passive. I love it.
All right, get in touch via WhatsApp, 8855-0920. Your chance to win a $100 voucher courtesy of Toto Seafood. Here comes Destiny's Child on Kiss.
A new voice, a new look, a new morning. Join Carol, Josh, and Jill on The Morning Show, 6 to 10 a.m. every weekday on Kiss 92.
Kiss 92, it's all the great songs in one place. Good morning. I hang out with Carol, Josh, and Jill on The Morning Show, brought to you by Caro. And today, we're talking about a very interesting question that seems to have riled up all our Kiss fam, because it's got to do with the lack of social etiquette. Okay, so if you could fine someone for bad manners, bad behavior in public, what would you fine them for?
Now, this is important for all of us to remember that sometimes we're also these people.
Yes.
Okay, and it's all for us a chance to get better. Okay, our WhatsApp messages is blowing up, though. This is a voice message from Martin.
Hey, Kiss92. My pet peeve is when drivers slow down and kepo because there's an accident nearby or, you know, oncoming traffic. So then, you know, this slows down the already slow traffic and causes more jam. Mm. PSA, mind your own business on the road.
FYOB. It's so true.
Side note, I will fine them $400.
Okay, Martin.
The worst thing is when you do catch up to the incident on the road, right? It's nothing.
It's probably a broken down vehicle at best.
Yes, exactly.
We also have this real cute one from
Julian.
Hi, good morning, Kiss Crew. This is Julian on the air. I would fine people for not smiling in the morning. Now that's very important, isn't it? Regardless of how your day is going, don't make the day for somebody else go sour. So smile! It never hurts, doesn't cost anything, and it goes a long, long, long way. Thank you! Have a good morning, guys.
Oh, he obviously means that when we don't have our masks on.
Oh yeah, sometimes I smile, people can't tell, you know.
Yeah.
But from the eyes, actually, you can see the shift, you know, like.
Right. I am smiling just listening to Julian's message,
right,
actually. So thank you so much, Julian. I love it. Reminder to ourselves as well. Now, also getting text messages. Here's one from a man who says, when someone goes, ahem, instead of excuse me on the escalator.
Triggering.
Yeah, that is rude. And we've also got another one here from
Denise. Okay, so I would fine inconsiderate people who sit alone at a toast box, for example, but take up an entire table of four, sip their coffee for more than the time required as well.
Okay, I actually want to defend these people that might be sitting at a big table. So it happens to me quite often. I eat by myself. So when I go to town, sometimes that's the only table available. So I sit down at that table. And it just so happens that my food comes late. And yes, I do see other people waiting. And I'm one person in a four-seated table. And I do try my best to eat fast. But pity me, I'm eating by myself. And I don't mean it. Sometimes that's the only the table that is available.
I don't think that's targeted at you then. Because you are eating quick. There are people who are already done with their food. They're still there. They can see the queue outside. Oh, same thing with a car park. You know, there's like a long queue. People are waiting. And you're still in your car, don't know doing what. You know,
go over.
Okay.
Sometimes
just pull
go
out
over.
The lot first and then let someone else go in. I think that should be the way.
We can all do better.
Yeah, we can. We absolutely. Can. Hey, not too late for you to chime in. 8855-0920. If you could find someone for showing the lack of social etiquette, bad manners, basically, what kind of behavior would you find them for? Get in touch. It's also your chance to win a $100 voucher.
It's from Toto Seafood, charcoal fried fish head steamboat, and so much more. If you like seafood, this is the place to go.
Time now is 8:18.
You deserve a good day. You deserve the morning show with Carol, Josh, and Jill on Kiss 92.
Class Animals and Heat Waves here in Kiss 92. All the great songs in one place. Good morning. How are you doing? You're hanging out with Carol, Josh, and Jill on the brand new morning show brought to you by Caro. And oh my goodness, lots of Kiss fam are telling us about things they want to see changed here in Singapore. Because if you could find someone for their lack of social etiquette, what kinds of behavior would you be finding them for?
Okay, before we read the messages, let me remind everyone, change begins with you.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Okay. All right. Very important. So Sharon says, people who don't use headphones on public transport, please, okay? They should, and then they'll screen a movie sometimes, they'll play video games.
And sometimes I like that because on my commute, I don't own Spotify. I know, shocking. So if someone doesn't have their headphone, okay, I don't mind listening to your music. Yeah.
Oh, that's
really?
What you're listening
yeah.
to.
What if someone's just trying to sleep after a long day, you know, 40 wings, and then your music is blaring?
It's already noisy on the train.
Yeah.
And then I have to hear you play Candy Crush.
I like it. I like it.
Maybe it's not my genre of music. Like, if you like EDM, then
Okay. I'm the weird one then, but I don't mind it.
Not my jam. Jason says, hi guys, for me, it would be the inconsiderate PCN users who walk against traffic or start chatting away in the middle of the path, blocking everyone.
Yes.
Because a PCN is a shared path for like cyclists, people on skate scooters, or you know. And if you want to walk and talk, then yes, use the footpath, but not the middle of the PCN. So I get that because I cycle. Uh-huh. It's very, very frustrating.
The worst thing is if they are still walking slowly after that.
Oh,
it's
my
like,
goodness.
Move faster now.
And walking the wrong way. Justin's very cute because we actually asked him to, you know, send us a voice message, tell us about it. How much would you find them? He says $10 enough. Also, I cannot
so
send
cute.
Voice message because I don't want people to find me for talking on the train.
See, practicing what you preach, I guess,
love
in
Jessen.
A way.
Wonderful.
But we have this one. Brace yourself. It's coming in from Sebastian.
Good morning, Kiss 92. I hate it when people pee in the pool. Because when I bring my girls for swimming classes, I tasted the water and it's very salty. We should fine these people $1,000. Thank you.
Why are you tasting the pool though?
Oh.
Sebastian, thanks for taking one for the team.
Now we know.
Can
no.
you tell us which pool will stay away from that one? All right, back with more of your responses in just a bit. You're in Kiss 92.
It's the morning show with Carol, Josh, and Jill on Kiss 92.
Clean Bandit featuring Zara Larsson and Symphony here in Kiss 92. Good morning and happy Wednesday. You're hanging out with Carol, Josh, and Jill on the brand new morning show brought to you by Caro. Lots of Kiss fam chiming in today, telling us about the areas in which Singaporeans could improve in terms of social behavior. Okay, so if you could find someone for their lack of social etiquette, what kind of behavior would you be finding them for?
And this is a reminder, change starts with you.
True that.
Okay, so this is from Brad. Brad said, there was one time I helped an old lady to carry a trolley onto the bus, but the moment I touched the trolley, she scold me.
Oh no.
Try to do something nice, also scold me. For that, I fine you.
No, you shouldn't do that. You know, if you're doing something nice, don't let the response stop you from being a nice person.
That is a very good point.
Maybe
Jill.
Next time, just say, hey, auntie, do you need some help?
Consent.
Yeah, I like that because you can't just go up to a dog and pet it as well.
Correct.
She'll also be asking for permission. So with the elderly, maybe we need to be extra sensitive around them. So that's a great one. Now, we've also got a call from Jacqueline.
A really nasty thing people do in public is take out their shoes. Oh, when they're sitting down and eating. They kick off their shoes in the restaurant and I can see the soles of their bare feet. It's so nauseating. Blech. or when they're just hanging out in the shopping center on a bench and waiting for someone, for example, then they take out their shoes and they rub their toes. Oh my goodness. Oh. I would totally find them the cost of my meal if I were in the restaurant, or $20 if I'm on the bench. I'm very generous. I just want to buy something nice to forget the trauma of seeing their nasty toes. Bye guys, have a great day.
Thank you. Hey, it's not just the restaurant, okay? Aeroplanes?
Mm-hmm.
Airplanes.
Oh, I'm guilty for aeroplanes.
Oh.
I do so that long. As well, yeah.
Okay, then,
but
then
your
I got
feet
friend.
Are on the floor mostly, right? Cinema, people take off their shoes and they put it on the armrest in front.
Duh. Don't you dare.
And then
don't
I put my elbow there at someone's toes, contacting my elbow. I'm like, oh my god!
I got goosebumps, I can't take
Wait,
it.
Why? Excuse me?
Why would you do that?
Also, we've got Pui Wan on the line.
Hi, good morning, Carol, Josh, and Jill. Right, great teamwork.
Oh.
Okay, I would like to find those people who spit on the floor, Oof. You know, blowing their nose on the floor and spitting it out. It's really disgusting. I find them $50 for first time, $100 if I catch them again. Thank you.
So I love cute. It. What's the sound?
He reminds me of my discipline master. I catch you again.
Oh, yeah.
Too cute. Now, a winner for today is Sebastian, who says he would fine people for peeing in the swimming pool just $100. Oh. And the reason he knows this is because when he takes his daughter for a swim class, he discovered that the water is salty. Sebastian, because you have dared to take the taste test in the swimming pool, we are rewarding you with a $100 voucher courtesy of Toto Seafood. Congratulations.
Yes.
Fun fact, the restaurant is named after the owner's own dog, so it is pet friendly. And if you love seafood, this is totally the place to check out. It's just a 3-minute walk from Aljuna MRT.
I can't swim the same way again.
Start your day right. It's the morning show with Carol, Josh, and Jill on Kiss 92.
It's Daughtry and What About Now here in Kiss 92. All the great songs in one place. Good morning. How are you doing? Happy Wednesday. You're hanging out with Carol, Josh, and Jill. Time for us to give away a $100 SPC voucher because we know petrol prices are going up and up and up, and we want to help you out. So we're playing the mystery SPC.
Ooh.
So here's how it works. Going to give you 3 clues for you to figure out the mystery SPC location. Once you do, give us a call at 66910-920 to win.
I'll give you 3 clues, so listen carefully. The first MRT station was built here in 1985. This is also where the SPH building is located, Singapore Press Holdings, our office. Finally, the Queen of England visited an HDB block in this town in 1970. Really?
Ooh, yeah.
The Queen of Town? Queenstown?
No.
That's why Queenstown,
don't
right?
Don't know. Is SPH in Queenstown? Do we have a branch there?
Oh, right.
All right, have a think.
I only like the one clue.
Yeah.
All right, if you know the answer, get in touch. Give us a call, 66910-920 to play and win.
You could be walking away with some SPC fuel. And if you're already there, make sure to collect the National Day card decal, because if you're spotted with it, you could be winning over $500 worth of dining and shopping vouchers.
Keep it right here. We'll be back with more in just a bit.
Carol's the sunshine, Jill is the coffee, and Josh is the inspirational quote you got from that app you installed and forgot about, but you're happy is still there. The Morning Show with Carol, Josh, and Jill. On Kiss 92.
Good morning and happy midweek, Carol, Josh, and Jill, your company, as we inch closer to the beautiful long weekend. Coming up, we're going to be giving away that $100 SPC voucher.
And if you want to take part in I'll Seal It with a Kiss, you got a special occasion, a birthday, or you just want to tell someone that they mean the world to you, get in touch. WhatsApp us 8855-0920. Tell us who it is, what song you'd like, and we'll just get that done for you.
And we're going to pop off the biggest entertainment news in pop culture today, so hang tight with us.
For now, though, it's Green Day here. I'm Kiss. Good morning.
You deserve a good day. You deserve the morning show with Carol, Josh, and Jill on Kiss 92.
Kiss 92, it's all the great songs in one place. Good morning. You're hanging out with Carol, Josh, and Jill on the brand new morning show brought to you by Caro. So we all know petrol prices are on the up and up, and we want to help you out with a $100 SPC voucher.
But right now, if you're already topping up your fuel, remember to get the National Day car decal, only limited stock. So remember to get it quick, because if you're spotted with it, you could be winning $500 worth of dining and shopping vouchers.
On the line, we've got Vincent, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, we're going to recap the clues for you again.
Listen carefully, okay? The first MRT station was built here in 1985. This is where the SPH building is located, and the Queen of England visited an HDB block in this town in 1972. Where is this place, Vincent?
Papayong.
That is absolutely correct.
Vincent, you are walking away with fuel thanks to SPC. Have a great day.
Thank you very much.
Carol just got married. Jill is a new mom. And Josh says he's forever alone. Not anymore. The Morning Show, 6 to 10 a.m. every weekday on Kiss 92.
Kiss 92, it's all the great songs in one place. Good morning, you're with Carol, Josh and Jill on the brand new Morning Show brought to you by Caro. Time for...
Seal it with a...
Ow! Good morning, Linus.
Good morning. Hello, everyone.
How are you doing this Wednesday?
I'm good.
And you got a special someone on your mind?
Yeah. I'd like to dedicate to my wife and my son.
Mm-hmm. What's the occasion?
Not occasion, just to appreciate them every day.
So sweet.
Linus, you're the best.
Yeah. I think you need to teach Jill's husband how to do this.
You win already $100 from Daddy's on Madras. You've got a beautiful alfresco place. It's located at 28 Madras Street, and you've got amazing food. You got to try their fried steak.
All right, thank you.
Hey, Linus, okay, what song can we play for you, and what's your message?
Maybe 2002 from Anne-Marie.
Ooh.
I'd just like to say that me and my son, we really appreciate you every day. I think you got us covered, especially our summer, and we love you a lot.
Aww.
You got a big kiss for your wifey.
Okay. Mwah.
Enjoy your song, Linus.
Thank you.
A new voice, a new look, a new morning. Join Carol, Josh and Jill on The Morning Show, 6 to 10 a.m. every weekday on Kiss 92.
Good morning, you're in Kiss 92. All the great songs in one place. Hang out with Carol, Josh and Jill on the brand new Morning Show brought to you by Caro.
It's time for us to pop off the biggest entertainment news in pop culture today. And I'm very stressed, everyone.
Why?
What's going on?
Y'all know I'm a Blink.
A who?
A Blink.
Oh, Blackpink. Blackpink.
Yes,
all right.
Big fan of Blackpink. They've announced that they're making their comeback in August.
Wow, that's soon.
And you also know I'm part of the Beehive.
Yes.
What's a Beehive?
Beyonce.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay, Beyonce's new album, Renaissance. Palais Renaissance.
Renaissance.
It's coming out July 29th, less than a month away. And it's like a house disco theme. I cannot wait for this album. And also Adele, right? She's been doing a lot of shows and she's saying, okay, maybe I might do a tour.
Ooh, I've seen Adele in concert. She's amazing.
Wait, you've seen Adele?
In concert in Sydney.
Okay, if it comes down to it, are we watching Beyonce or Adele?
Definitely Adele. No, both. Yes to both.
They're so different. I cannot compare. They'll scold me.
They will scold me.
Okay, because Adele has infamously said she will not travel. But if you've seen her in Sydney, why not come to Singapore?
Exactly. It's part of the route to Sydney, isn't it?
I see it now. Adele's going to go on Instagram and she's going to say, I'm going to Singapore.
Woo!
Poor thing, my bank account.
Start your day right. It's The Morning Show with Carol, Josh and Jill on Kiss 92.
Shawn Mendes, When You're Gone, here in Kiss 92. Yes, almost time for us to bust the move as well. It's been Carol, Josh and Jill on the brand new Morning Show brought to you by Caro. But before we go, reminder that there is a chance for you to win a fantastic prize. It's an all expenses paid holiday to Western Australia for two worth $4,000 this Friday, all for simply sending us your best quokka selfie on Instagram or Facebook.
I love quokka. So they're located on Rottnest Island, right? And you shouldn't feed them. So they do have park rangers telling you don't feed them because the quokkas are so friendly, they'll come and eat from you.
Aww.
But what you can do is pour water in your little, you know, bottle cap.
Yeah.
And then give it to them. Then they hold it like Chinese tea, then they'll drink.
Oh my god, so cute.
It's super cute.
Are they vicious? Are they vicious?
No. However, they do throw their baby at predators. So if they're in danger, they'll take their baby and throw. That's a fact.
Don't approach mother quokkas with their babies. Oh dear. All right, so this amazing prize is going to be given away this Friday right here on Kiss 92, The Morning Show with Carol, Josh and Jill. And of course, post your best quokka selfie on Instagram or Facebook. Use the hashtags quokka selfie challenge SG. This is WA. Adventure awaits and tag us at Kiss 92 FM. Gonna leave you on a positive note.
There you go. We're gonna go back to the start when we began the show by starting our day right, right? We all agreed, let's have a good day. We set the standards for ourselves. Are you having a good day?
I think I'm having
a good day. It's been amazing.
Yeah.
There you go. First 4 hours of the day we need. Okay. So now we need to maintain that for the rest of the day. We'll check in tomorrow.
All right. Speak to you soon.
It's the Morning Show with Carol, Josh and Jill on Kiss 92.